Good morning. South Floridians have been hearing The Takeaway for the first time this week, and we're here to welcome Miami and South Florida's WLRN to The Takeaway family. Of course, the disaster in Haiti has been on front page news in South Florida since the earthquake hit. Alicia Zuckerman, a senior producer at WLRN and co-host of the show Under the Sun, has been following the aftershocks of this new temporary policy to provide protective status for Haitian immigrants living in South Florida. Alicia, you recently went to an information session that was held for people interested in applying for this program that's called TPS. How many people were there?
There were, to be exact, 1,312, according to immigration.
Well, that's an exact number.
Yeah, I know that because they were expecting, they said they had something in the neighborhood of 800 information packets, and they came up short. They were not expecting that many people to show up.
Well, not everyone seemed to be happy with the process. You spoke with someone who was already a U.S. citizen, but had trouble getting status for his mother.
My mother was here for 16 years. We, all of us, our four brothers, we are U.S. citizens. And we applied for her because there was a mistake on her name. They denied her. She told me, hey, I can't make it. I have to bring her back. And 3 months ago, I bring her back. Guess what? If she was here now, she would be qualified under TPS.
You also talked to somebody whose TPS application was delayed or denied because of a misspelled name. Was there a lot of these kind of complaints?
Well, there weren't, you know, a lot of the session actually was held in Creole, so I imagine there were a lot more than I heard, but you know, this was something that the Haitian TPS, temporary protected status, is something that the Haitian community in the United States has wanted for a long, long time. But obviously they didn't want it like this. You know, this is the most devastating thing that could have happened, the most devastating way to get TPS. So the tone was, I think, more somber than it would have been 2 weeks earlier. But people were really still, people were sort of grateful to the government. They were saying this is what they've needed all along, and now they need it obviously more than they've ever needed it before.
Okay, thanks, Alicia. Alicia Zuckerman is co-host of the WLRN show Under the Sun. Let's now turn to one of Miami's most prominent Haitian Americans to talk about the position she holds as an artist, an artist in the public eye in the face of a huge public and private disaster. Adwige Dantaka is an author of novels Breath, Eyes, Memory, and The Farming of Bones. Good morning.
Good morning, and welcome to South Florida.
Thanks. Thanks very much. You know, you have not returned to Haiti since the earthquake, as I understand.
No, I haven't returned yet, but I hope to at some point very soon.
But you've gotten news of everyone? Everyone has been accounted for among your family and friends?
Well, like you know, like everybody else, we waited for a long time, but I finally, at some point, got news. We lost 4 people, but as I've been saying, we have more with us than not with us, so which is more than a lot of people can say. It's been an enormous tragedy for this community, for all of Haiti.
You know, you're an author, you're an artist, and so you have decided to kind of memorialize not only your friends and family, but all those who suffered through the earthquake through your art. Can you tell me why you feel like you need to work through this in your public art, your private grief?
Well, I think everybody now feels a sense of helplessness if you're here and you're looking for something to do, and your first instinct is to do what you do in your everyday life. And for me, that's writing. And so this has been the way that I've been able to participate collectively and by writing about what I'm observing, what I'm hearing, and by lending my voice to speak along with other people. So art, I think art is witness. Art, I've never believed in art just for art's sake. I think it should serve a purpose, and there's no greater purpose at this moment to contribute whatever talent or gift one has to than this.
Well, how's it working specifically? Are you taking notes on things? Are you watching news reports? How are you actually going through this to try and turn this incident into a piece of writing?
Well, first of all, this is not my primary purpose to be writing about this. I mean, there's on a daily basis, you know, we are getting, you know, you get real calls with people saying, I'm hungry, I'm sick, I'm, you know, family members, people we know very well. So I'm not sitting around thinking, oh, how do I make art out of that? You know, we're dealing first with very real things. But in a way, as a kind of, you know, outlet, and as a way of also bringing attention to these things, and, you know, again, as I said, joining the collective. So I write, you know, the things that I've written. I do things like your program. And I also, you know, just on personally, like, I've been going through photos of the people we've lost and trying to remember things about them, just, you know, for the children, for people here, who the kids here who may never know them.
Edwige Dantica, a Miami-based author, you know, you participated in a photojournalism project that was produced by a couple other artists. You wrote an essay that was paired with two photographs, and in this, they pair the writing with one photo from Haiti and one from Cuba. In yours, your essay is paired with a photograph of a man standing up against the backdrop of a large, striking, wrought iron gate. What was the significance of that photo with your essay?
Well, I was very lucky to, with Call Juste and the Iris Collective, to be part of this project, because here in Miami, you know, we have such a large Cuban and a large Haitian community, and sometimes there's the bridges are not all fully together there. That photograph was a sort of a show of daily life in Haiti before this quake, and I think this book is going to be so much more important in other projects like that, that shows collaboration rather than destruction. And when I look at those photographs now, it seems almost another Haiti than the one that we're seeing. So all these things become almost historical documents now for us, and all the love and joining that we're seeing on the ground with all other, you know, with our Cuban and Dominican and other neighbors, it's just an extraordinary document to that.
Okay, Edwige Dantica, Miami-based author, recipient of the MacArthur Genius Grant. Thank you so much. You joined us from Miami.
That book that Celeste was talking about there, that they both were talking about, Book of Photos, you can see some striking photography from that book on our website, thetakeaway.org.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.